How are you guys? Welcome to Coffee Chat. Let me get my cup of coffee. I am here in the car today because I am getting ready to go into my BNI networking meeting. It's every Thursday. That's why I normally don't have Coffee Chat on Thursdays, but I thought I'd try this out, see how you like it. So welcome. My name is Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter. I am a marketing consultant and coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and today we are asking the question, are all your systems go? Right? So I don't know. I mean, I know it's kind of aging me a bit, but you know the all systems go phrase? You know, it's from when we were doing a lot of space, sending space people into space. So, you know, it was all systems go for launch or for liftoff. So, but my question to you is, are all your systems a go? And so what kind of systems am I talking about? Well, of course, I'm talking about your marketing systems, your follow-up systems, the systems that you have in place in your business to make your business streamlined, to save you time, and to make your business run better, right? So you get better results. So what kind of systems would that be? It would be stuff like your follow-up systems, your email systems, your lead generation systems, things like that are what I'm talking about. Do they need some tweaks? Are they running at full steam? Are you making full use out of all of them? Now is a great time to do that checkup and make sure that all your systems are go, because for a lot of people, the holidays are a time when you kind of scale back a little bit on your business, right? Because you have so many other things that you're doing in your personal life, especially. You know, you're celebrating the holiday season. But you know, so now is a great time, while maybe it's a little slower in your business, to work on those systems. Now, if you're a retailer, now I have several retailer clients, now is absolutely not the time for them to check into their systems, right? That was for them back in, you know, September or August, to make sure their systems were go for the busy holiday shopping season. But if you're not a retailer, if you are an entrepreneur who is like a consultant, if you are in direct sales, for example, a lot of times those kinds of people kind of scale back their business in the holidays, you know, because we're entrepreneurs, we're in direct sales partly for that flexibility, right? So it's perfectly okay, and you plan your year around being a little slower in December. But it's not to say that you just ignore your business either, right? So now is really, that's why I say now is a good time to check into all your systems. If you need to develop updated follow-up emails, for example. If you are now developing a team and you need different follow-up systems, one for following up with clients, potential clients who are interested, versus potential team members who may be interested in joining your team. You know, so you have different kinds of follow-up systems and follow-up emails, right? So check into them. Look at the wording. Do any of them need to be updated? Do they not sound quite like you anymore, right? So go through as if you were getting them yourself. So go through them in order, if there's a sequence to them, and there should be. Go through them in order and read them out loud to yourself. Does it sound like you? Is the message that you're hoping to get across really coming across, right? So I hope that has helped. I encouraged you to think a little bit about what you can still be doing this month, while your business may be a little slower, to get yourself ready for hitting January with just hitting the ground running in January. Okay? You don't want to be messing with your systems and you know, rewriting your emails and doing all that in January. You want all that set so you can just go. Am I right? So this is one of the services that I help clients with, is I help evaluate their system, their current systems. I help advise what kinds of new systems they need to put in place. And I can help you write the emails if we're talking about emails. I can help you with any part of that or all of that. So if you do need help, please reach out. Reach out by leaving me a comment, by private messaging me, by calling me. However it is that you're most comfortable in reaching out, do reach out, because there's no shame in asking for help. The shame is in trying to do it all yourself and then not getting it done, right? So that's it for today, guys. I appreciate you being here with me. Cheers. I appreciate you being with me here today with Coffee Chat, whether you're live or if you're here on the replay. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being with me. I hope you have found value in our chat today. And if you have, please share with other people who might also find value in it. They will thank you. You will be the hero. And I thank you too. So until tomorrow, make it a great day. Cheers. If you're here in Fresno with me, it is raining, so stay dry. And I'll see you next time. Bye.